It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we have two people from Farm Bureau with us. We have Shelney Newhouse, the Outreach Coordinator, and George Badinger, the President of Farm Bureau here in Marshall County. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, Zach. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, great. Nice to be here.
Yeah, appreciate you guys coming by. And George, President of Farm Bureau here in Marshall County, what does that hat kind of entail? What do you have to do as president?
Well, we provide oversight to the activities in Farm Bureau. We interface with our Iowa Farm Bureau people, and we also partner with other counties. The president's role is to kind of lead the meetings, which happen about seven times a year, the board meetings, and we also kind of lead the development of policy and the direction that we go. Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization, and that means that any of our policy or activities start with the members and come to the board. We hash it together and pass it on to the Iowa Farm Bureau, and from there it can go to the national level. So any of the Farm Bureau policy originates with its members, which makes us a little bit unique.
Yeah, okay, interesting. So, George, how did you work up to president? Obviously, Farm Bureau then is something that you believe in personally.
Well, it is. I have been a Farm Bureau member for 50 years, ever since we moved to our acreage by Albion. And I was just a member when I retired from my day job, which we did in addition to farming. I got a little bit more active on the board and have served in each of the positions on the board, the secretary and treasurer. So that's kind of where I rotated into the president's job a year ago.
So
and it's like a 3-year term.
Okay. So George, being an advocate for agriculture then here in Central Iowa, what are some of the things that you're trying to be a voice for?
Well, we're trying to allow farmers an opportunity to have an advocate or an avenue for them to carry their concerns forward. And there's really two major efforts that we have. First is to educate the public. In the past, most of the people had a connection to agriculture. Maybe it was through a grandparent or a cousin or something. But that has really changed in the last few years. And now very few people understand how their food's produced, where it comes from. And that includes our representatives and our legislators. So one of our primary efforts right now is to educate people where their food comes from. And also going to the State House and interfacing with our representatives both at the state and national levels to help ground them on where our issues are. And Shelney is our helper on educating the public, and we're really interested in the Ag in the Classroom activities where we can get in front of the people, the children that are developing their knowledge of where their food comes from. And it's not just the box that Amazon leaves on the doorstep.
What? It's not?
No. And so we are interested in also trying to make sure that we avoid regulations that are not supported by practical scientific reality. Sometimes we're getting laws passed that really are not based on common sense or science, and that really impacts negatively our ability to farm the way we need to farm. Very well-intentioned people may have a referendum where they vote on production practices that they really know nothing about. A recent example is the Proposition 12 that was passed in California, where they're insisting on a certain number of square feet per pig on any product that comes into their state. And it's not only the product that comes into their state, but they will not allow it to pass through their state to the ports to export. So that's a really serious hit on Marshall County pork producers.
Yeah.
So we try to help people understand why we do what we do when we're raising the livestock, and how we can help avoid the regulations that are not based on science. That particular Proposition 12 would require each of the people that are producing pigs to change the size of their pens, and that's a major investment, and it takes people out of the market, which ends up costing people when they go to the grocery store because it costs more to raise the hogs.
Yeah, George, did you have pigs then at your acreage?
We did for multiple years.
And so changing the size, there's a reason that the pens are that small, correct?
There is. First of all, farmers are in business to produce pork, and we need to take care of our animals. We're highly motivated to make sure that our animals are well cared for. And the animals are being well cared for. The matter of fact, when you've got freestall hogs and it's cold out like this, they want to be together. They don't want extra space between them. So, yeah, we personally raised hogs for quite a few years. When the children left home, that was kind of the end of the pork production from my wife and I. Labor.
Yeah, I totally understand that. So you're kind of mentioning you're able to, part of Farm Bureau is talking with the legislators and educating them, making sure they understand when they're writing the laws that it makes sense for farmers and producers all the way to the people buying it at the grocery store. There's a couple days that Farm Bureau goes down to the Capitol each year, right?
There is, and that's partway through the process. We start with inviting our local legislators to a Farm Bureau board meeting. And we have a chance to spend an hour with them listening to their legislative priorities and sharing with them the priorities of what we have in the county from our producers. We follow that up with a couple days of visits to the State House during session. One will be here in a couple of weeks in the middle of February, and the other one happens in the middle of March. And we take members, not just the board, but members are welcome to join us. And we go down and visit one-on-one with our legislators on how they're progressing on legislation that impacts the farms. We also have the next step where members from Iowa will go to Washington, D.C. A couple times a year and do the same kind of conversation with our senators and local state representatives. And that's what gives us credibility, because when an individual farmer that's kind of getting dirt on his boots and hands dirty tells his story of how legislation impacts his operation, that's kind of beyond what most of the legislators have personal awareness of, so it carries credibility.
So, George, is there anything then from your board that is maybe a priority that you want to make sure that our legislators are aware of?
Well, we're very concerned right now. Margins are very narrow on corn and soybeans and the products that we're producing. So even things like property tax are of great concern to us. Now, most of the property tax gets levied by local school boards and local boards of supervisors, but there are things that can be done at the state to make sure that we're not pushing unfunded mandates and those kinds of things to the property tax.
Yeah, so I know property tax is a very high priority for the legislature overall this year in both the House and the Senate, so that'll be something discussed. Another thing I know Secretary Nag has kind of talked about he's the Iowa Secretary of Agriculture and Land Stewardship, kind of creating our own farm policy. Is there anything in that maybe Marshall County farmers would want to see?
Absolutely. Anything that helps us create more domestic markets is step one. We love the international markets, but some of those aren't working very well now and with the world of tariffs and all those things. So we need to increase domestic consumption. And we really would like to increase the usage of ethanol. And we've recently got shut down at the national level with the E15 year-round. We're, of course, still trying to have that conversation.
That'll help the corn margins, right?
Yes,
if I have
would.
That correct?
Yes, and it adds several cents per bushel. So it is a big deal for our local economy. And that's everybody that is part of the community. It's not just the farmer.
Yeah, George, I hate to cut this off. We have run out of time here, but I think we could talk for another 10 minutes. I appreciate you stopping by and informing us today.
Farming isn't easy. You need a partner you can depend on to deliver better outcomes no matter the challenge. At Massey Ferguson, they're committed to providing equipment solutions that deliver when it matters, ensuring you get the